Joining me in KRDO's Afternoon News Studio, Captain Doug.
Good afternoon. Or wait, evening? No, afternoon. We'll go with afternoon.
You know, I don't know where that line actually is. One of these days I'm going to Google where the line is between afternoon and evening, because I know that the newscast crosses it.
As we
go from 4 until 7. Captain Doug Hansen, Salvation Army, you said something interesting just before we came on air. The work never
ends.
There you go.
You fill in the blank however you like, right?
So the next big thing, the next big fundraiser is actually kind of fun.
Yes. Yeah, so our Women's Auxiliary, it's a board of 66 women in this community that help fundraise for the Salvation Army's many programs, but predominantly youth. They are putting on the fashion show and purse auction May 2nd over at the Antlers Hotel. And so this is a real fun event. The tickets are $50 per person, includes the lunch, the fashion show put on by Dillard's. They're our sponsor, so they find us the models and all the outfits. But then it's the live and silent auction for purses. So we have many new purses and a handful of gently used, the better brands that are the gently used purses that are for purchase here. So we're looking for people to buy tickets, or if you have a nice purse, you know, some ladies probably have 20 of them and haven't used one for a year and a half. Well, you could donate that and help the Salvation Army in this great fundraiser. The silent auction items also get a lot more than just purses. We have many other packages for the silent auction, and our Women's Auxiliary is going out looking for those right now.
All right. And you know, something else that you said before we went on the air
makes
me want to turn that into a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek kind of a fun challenge. You had a very special purse turned in or donated last year that made a splash in a couple of ways.
Certainly did. So last year, they had a Louis Vuitton purse, a gently used Louis Vuitton purse that was made the live auction much more exciting and fun. So, boy, that would be awesome if we could get something of that caliber. I wish I could cite more brands. Can you, Ted? Can you tell me more of those Louis Vuitton-esque quality?
Not without you and me taking a stroll down Rodeo Drive.
This is good. So your wife has not bought what had surprised you with that in the past.
My wife is a very practical, wonderful woman, and so I did no Louis Vuitton in my house. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. No. That's A-okay. Yeah. So yeah, those types of high end. Well. Or even like the Dooney and Burke, I don't know if there's a mid-level, but anywho, the Women's Auxiliary would be happy with a nice quality purse donations, new and used, donated for that auction or anything that is silent auction worthy to sell. So if you're a business
owner. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you okay to tell what that Louis Vuitton fetched at live auction?
Boy, you know, all right. So I hope I get it right, but I believe I heard $4,000.
Wow.
I know. I'm like, how much was it new?
Well, that's the fun challenge that we want to turn this into, because I know you.
Yeah.
You love to do it bigger and better every year that you can. So let's, you know, our wonderful friends in the community, you're so supportive. You do wonderfully well by the Salvation Army. Do you have something the next notch up from Louis Vuitton?
Yeah. What is that? And then we would love a donation.
Would that be a Louis Vuitton carried by Queen Elizabeth? You know, you got to have the provenance for that.
No kidding. Oh, that'd be great. Yes.
Wow. So what else is on the horizon? This is Saturday, May 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Doors open at 10:30. Lunch is at 11:30. Tickets are $50.
Correct.
And you can get tickets online?
Correct. They can go online. We have a long website on the flyer that you see, but if they went to our Facebook page, they'll see links to it as well, or they could call the Salvation Army to buy tickets as well. So we have this going on, and then, you know, we're in our final planning stages for the many different summer activities that we're going to have planned. So that's for a later day, but our youth after school center summer day camp has lots of programs going on as well.
All right. And Captain Hansen, you know, I'd be remiss if I did not ask if how is the Salvation Army looking at the coronavirus issue?
Yeah. Great question. So, you know, I just went to a meeting today with all of the city's homeless service providers.
Mm-hmm.
And so we met with the county health. And so they gave us their briefing on it. We're going to have additional meetings as it's a fluid situation. So we've ramped up cleaning, and just like the Springs Rescue Mission has a lot. So we're happy to do that. And then it's really having the right supplies on hand to prepare for the worst, but assuming that we won't ever need it. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that makes this May 2nd event that much more important.
Mm-hmm.
There is never a time when you cannot make a donation to the Salvation Army again. Mm-hmm. head to the Facebook page or to the Salvation Army website for Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region and make a donation if you can. This is a perfect time to do that.
Yes.
Captain Doug, we thank you for all the fun that you're going to bring everybody. A nice break from the seriousness on May 2nd. A little fun with a lot of purses.
Purse auction.
And we thank you for everything you do to serve and support those who can't do that for themselves here in the community.